Hello, I'm Andrea Tavchar, a college public relations professor based in Toronto. My goal for my podcast is to interview PR practitioners with interesting stories to tell, and I wanted to share those with my students. I've decided to call it PR Delivered.
Regardless if you are a student or if you're a new grad or you're already working in the industry or you want to get into the industry, it's figuring out what kind of company culture you want to be a part of. Because for me, it's equally, if not more important than the industry or the type of work you'll be doing, because the company culture is going to be your every single day.
Catching up with former students is a gratifying part of teaching, and the stories they share are often inspiring to students who are just starting their academic journeys. Billy Coricchio was the kind of student who stood out in class. He was keen, enthusiastic, curious, and, well, frankly, he showed up. Billy did good work, asked good questions, and had a fascination with the automotive industry. He was so interested in cars that he wrote his fourth year thesis on the most effective strategies and tactics to promote autonomous vehicles in Canada. His paper was extremely well done, and Billy was invited to present at Thesis Night, where a handful of graduating students are invited to present their papers to faculty, classmates, and family, as well as PR industry people. It was at Thesis Night that Billy's PR career essentially started. Billy met Bianca Boyd, a Humber PR grad who is now the COO of Edelman and a member of Humber's BPR Advisory Committee, who heard Billy's thesis presentation and approached him with an offer to connect on LinkedIn. Recently, I had an opportunity to connect with Billy and to talk to him about his experiences as a new practitioner. Billy accepted a position at Edelman after that thesis night and was recently promoted to the role of Senior Account Executive, Employee Experience on the corporate team. Welcome, Billy.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm looking forward to our chat. So let's get started. Let's start with your experience on thesis night. Tell us more about how you connected with Bianca at Edelman and what happened from there.
Yeah, definitely. Humber thesis night was such a roller coaster for me. I was so nervous going into it. And, you know, when it was over, when we were all packing up and leaving, I was so relieved. And it was all kind of a blur. But I remember when I was presenting, I was super confident and I knew all of my material. And I was quite proud of myself after that. But, you know, when we were all packing up, Bianca came up to me, you know, it was kind of this normal interaction, I would say. And she was just like, oh, let's connect on LinkedIn. And I said, okay, great. Nice to meet you. I knew who she was. I know she worked at Edelman. And I said, that's great. And I went home and I was really relieved. It was, the whole process was over. I was like, I just went home. I was like, I need to go to bed. I'm tired. It was a lot. And, you know, it was a few days later and my partner was like, you should message her back. She was, you know, wanting to talk to you. Like, people don't say let's connect on LinkedIn just for any reason, and especially if she's there, there's a reason why she's asking you. And I was like, no, that's not it. And, you know, I eventually got around to it. And, you know, being in that situation, I was a little uncomfortable just because I'm not used to that kind of thing. And, you know, I eventually did message her a whole week later after Humber thesis night. And, you know, the rest is history. And looking back, I feel a bit silly I waited so long, because, you know, I messaged her on the Thursday night, and then a week later on that Thursday, I had a job offer. And it was such a lesson that I learned on being more decisive and hesitating less.
That's a great point. Sorry to interrupt. You're talking about the fear of networking, which is a very real fear that a lot of students face. And you make a great point that by overcoming it, you had a great win. That was really important. Your thesis topic was tied to your interest in cars. Did having a passion help you in your studies and in landing a job?
It definitely did, 100%. And I think, although I did have a passion, and I still do have a passion for the automotive industry, for other people, it's not necessarily something you need. You don't need to have a passion for an industry or a company, but it does definitely help to land a job. But I think what you need in order to be successful is you need to be passionate about learning and not hesitate to put your hand up and ask for what you want. And I'd also say to focus on the kind of work you want to do. Whether that's creative or strategy or problem solving, events, presenting, whatever it is, landing a job is not just about the company. It's not just about the role. It's about what you're going to be doing and making sure that you're going to be passionate about that role, because the reality and your expectations don't always align.
What did you learn at school that you think has proven helpful?
Good question. I think definitely the core PR writing skills, absolutely. The writing lab courses, so core and essential to working in PR. But beyond that, I think the biggest thing for me that has had the most impact on me as a PR professional is how to build a strategic communications plan and seeing how everything ladders up and connects to each other and seeing the interconnectivity of it. I think it's so beautiful to see all of that come together and be able to think about how like the strategies and the tactics are related to the like awareness and attitudinal and behavioral objectives, also known as no field do. And how everything is measured and pieced together and ladders up to the overarching goal is a really beautiful experience.
I remember you telling me that you weren't certain that you wanted agency work. And yet here you are. What were your concerns and what has agency work taught you?
Humber and Edelman both have helped me to sort of unlock those opportunities, which is great because, I've been extremely fortunate to, still work in automotive, having an automotive client, but I've had the great pleasure of working with an amazing manager and senior leaders and a mentor figure who have all really allowed me to branch out into a ton of different industries and sectors, doing a wide range of work, not just in Canada, but in the US and globally as well. So I'd say it's worked out for me so far. And beyond automotive, I've worked in personal fitness, public organizations, energy management, technology, grocery and retail, professional consulting services. And in those, I've done strategy development and execution or employee experience, diversity, equity, inclusion, executive positioning and thought leadership, media relations, crisis and COVID-19 communication, and even influencer work, which actually I was on the team that won a 2021 IABC Award of Excellence for our work with Good Life Fitness's Good Life at Home and the Good Life Standard, which was really cool. So it's never wanting to limit myself and making sure I have all the opportunities available and going for those opportunities. It could shock you. I never would have thought I would have been on a team working on personal fitness with Good Life. And yet here we are. And, I was on an award-winning team. So that's really cool for me.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What have you learned in terms of client management? Because that's a very distinct part of agency work.
For sure. I think the biggest thing for me has been actually a transferable skill from customer service, which I feel like a lot of people don't necessarily get to the opportunity to work in customer service, but it is definitely a huge advantage once you have, especially at a more elevated level. I worked at Starbucks for 3 years and I was a shift manager for most of that time. And being able to resolve conflicts, not even just with coworkers, but also with customers, is a huge benefit, a huge skill to have. And I think it kind of ties into the emotional intelligence piece and mostly having to do with recognizing body language and being able to pivot when something isn't going the way it should be going. For example, when you're presenting, or if you're having a conversation with a client, or you've done work and you're kind of telling the client about the work and presenting like what you've done, and it's not necessarily lining up with what they expected, and you know, you keep presenting, you keep talking about it, and it's not really aligning. And a lot of times you can notice body language on video and in person, it's a lot easier. On the phone, much harder. But when you have a visual connection, a lot of times there'll be facial expression and body language, and you can kind of tell when someone isn't receiving information the way that you're intending them to receive it. And that's a really great opportunity for you to take a step back and pull out of the conversation and approach in a different way in order to have a deeper conversation about what the client was really expecting. And that goes with client relationship management and also internally as well, working in teams. Which is another thing that was really great that I learned at Humber was the teamwork.
That's a really good point. And you know, you mentioned client management and understanding more than just the verbal, seeing the nonverbal. And that's great because we teach a course in communication theory and human communication, and we talk about those elements. And you know, you've done a great job describing why it's important to pay attention to all of those signals so that you know whether your message is being received. And like you said, you can have a different conversation once you know that, hey, maybe we have to get on a different path. And that's great learning. Now that you've had some experience at Edelman, you've been there a couple of years, what does it take, do you think? What does it take to be successful in an agency environment?
Good question. I think it's a few things, and they're all very much related to each other. But from my experience at agency in particular, it's not being afraid to put your hand up and not being afraid to get your hands dirty in a lot of work, because that goes really far. I think at any company that goes really far, but at agency in particular, when things are extremely collaborative and there's multiple people responsible, being able to pitch in anywhere possible is a great attribute to have. And that's something that people really want when they're trying to build a team. And that's actually one of my goals when I first started, was to be a desired member of new teams. And I think I've tried to do that as best as I can. The other part, not just raising your hand to do things, but also contributing to the conversation, and a lot of times pushing back. I think there 100% is an appropriate time to say yes and do the work and get something done. But there's also a lot of value to be had in new and different perspectives and making sure that we're doing the best work possible and taking a moment to process what the ask is. And then being able to think about a solution that might not necessarily be what you're being asked to do and offering that instead. And a lot of times taking that 5-10 minutes to just think about it makes a world of difference and can change everything.
That's great. It sounds like you've come a long way in a couple of years. That's excellent to hear. Billy, any final thoughts that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Absolutely. I think the biggest piece, regardless if you are a student or if you're a new grad or you're already working in the industry or you want to get into the industry, it's figuring out what kind of company culture you want to be a part of. Because for me, it's equally, if not more important than the industry or the type of work you'll be doing, because the company culture is going to be your every single day. It's going to be the context of everything that you do. And I think that's something that you need to do a lot of research into and to get a feel for, and to not be afraid to ask those questions in an interview, because, you know, you don't want to go to a company that doesn't have a great culture. And I'm very fortunate and glad to say that Edelman has an incredible culture, and I've made really good friends, really, really good friends, people that I will talk to and keep in my life because they're just incredible people and caring. So that the culture is very important. But I'd also say, as a final thought, for new grads and students, just be open to new experiences. And just because someone's told you something doesn't make it true. And that's, I'm pertaining to specifically agency versus client side. Do what you need to do for your career and what's going to be best to develop your skill set, not necessarily getting right to where you want to be, because that's not necessarily what you need to do. Because a lot of times you need to have a well-rounded experience and in order to get to where you're going, because that way you can bring fresh perspective to where you're going and be able to effectuate change the way you want to.
That's a really great point. They're all really great points about perspective on culture and on being open-minded. So thank you so much, Billy. Thank you for joining me here on PR Delivered.
Thank you for having me. It's been great, Andrea. It has been wonderful, and I've really enjoyed my time. And I also love your podcast. So I'm happy to be. I'm honored that you wanted to have me on.
Well, thank you, Billy. We were speaking with Billy Curacchio, who is the Senior Account Executive, Employee Experience at Edelman in Toronto. PR Delivered is available on Spotify and Google and Apple Podcasts. You can reach me, Andrea Tavchar, on Twitter and LinkedIn. Thank you to Ryan Garbett for music and production.